You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Cory.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Were we muted the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep. All right.
So
how has your week been?
I feel like we did this already.
Deja vu.
Yeah. It's been good. It's been good. Been busy, stressful. How's yours?
Oh, long.
Long?
Like, yes.
Like your dong?
No, that'd be a short week.
True. That's a holiday week, so.
Yeah.
All right, so it's that time.
All right.
What the fuck are we drinking?
What the fuck
are we drinking? All right, Governor.
We are drinking Line and Lugel.
I think it's Line and Kugels.
All right.
Line and Kugels.
Line and Kugels.
Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. It's robust porter, aged on real vanilla.
We've drank this beer. It's good. It's a good beer.
Yes, it is. Definitely pretty damn tasty. It's a good go-to beer, you know?
Every beer that I've had from this company, I've actually liked.
Yeah, me too. I like that variety pack. The berry one was a little much.
Too much berry.
But other than that, like it's like good for one of them, and that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, anything more than that is just a little bit too much. So.
I would not be able to buy a 12-pack of that.
No, me neither.
Otherwise, it would last me 12 days.
Yeah. Yeah, that is very true. But, yeah, so... Here it is earlier on a Saturday night, earlier than normal.
Yes.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
You know?
Get used to it.
Yeah. It's going to be like this for
a little while.
Few months. So the reason why it's earlier than normal is because my son started his baseball training. And that goes on for 3.5 months till the season starts.
Yep.
So because of that, we have to shift around our schedule a little bit because the time that we normally gang ready to start this, I'm going to be picking him up from his training. So, yeah, so it'll be like this for a few months. So, whatever. Trevor will get used to it, right, Trevor?
He'll have to.
Absolutely.
I know it might mess up with his schedule and if he works whenever he gets out and putting Simon to...
Well... He's just going to have to change his schedule around.
Yeah.
You know, put him to bed earlier or later. That's all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He needs to make his life go around ours. That's the way this works, daddies. Mm-hmm. So.
Because life is funner when you're naked.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what it has to do with anything, but, you know.
That's why I'm not wearing pants right now. You know?
I was wondering why.
I was warm. I figured I'd just let it all hang out. Good thing the camera's from here up because I'm wearing a shirt so my titties don't hang out. But, You know, so, but, what?
Nothing.
You thinking about my titties?
I'm always thinking about your titties.
That's right.
She's probably watching this right now.
Oh.
I sent her the link.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, sweet. That'd be good. That's good.
Yeah, that's great.
I think it's great. Life's funnier when you're naked. Ask Simon. You know, it really is. It really is. I like on, like, going outside.
Naked?
Grilling. When it's really windy and I'm naked.
Just be careful if you're cooking sausages.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want to cook the wrong sausage, you know?
Yeah.
Emily would like it then. But, you know. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Trevor wants to know when I'm grilling outside naked. I mean, whenever. It's open, you know?
Yep.
But I'm telling you, when you come look and watch me grill naked, you gotta take one look and
holy shit,
you know, shit. Then of course when Cory comes out naked.
Amen.
Yep. So
amen.
But yeah, good times. So we're gonna have to figure out. So now Sunday's gonna have to be our grilling day.
Yeah.
Because with the schedule for baseball, we're not gonna be able to really grill much.
Your damn kids and being good in sports. Like, what the hell?
It's some bullshit, isn't it? But yeah, so.
Because now during the summer times, I'll have to wake up early if I'm not working to go to baseball games.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. So, when Trevor says, when I watch you grill, you'll experience me like that guy in his canoe. Oh, shit.
What guy in what canoe?
It's, I have no idea, but it just sounds bad.
All right.
It just sounds really bad.
If it's coming from Trevor, it is bad.
Absolutely. All right. So, some of the big news stories this week, which normally we don't talk about politics at all on this. And I'm not going to get into the politics of it as much as I am what the fuck is going on here, because this is just absolutely awesome. So let's take a look at this guy. So we're looking at the dude when they stormed the Capitol building. We have this dude that it's like fucking Braveheart.
Dude, he came straight from The Simpsons.
Is that in The Simpsons?
Dude.
I never watched The Simpsons.
You gotta look this up.
It's like this dude, like, who? Dude's carrying a megaphone, wearing fucking bullhorns and fur with red, white, and blue painted on his face and all tatted up. But I mean, you got to give him credit. Like,
that picture there just screams America.
That's right. It totally does. You know he's running in there, America!
Fuck yeah. Yeah!
Land of the free, home of the brave. You know, he's like, America, brother. You know, you know that's what he's doing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's just, you can't, I can't stop looking at this guy because it's fucking, it is hilarious. The fact that this dude, like, leaves his house dressed like this, like, I'm going to storm the fucking Capitol. You know, I'm sure in his mind he pictured him running into the Capitol like that one move part in Braveheart where the axe is flopping in the wind, you know, and Mel Gibson's running, you know what I mean? That's probably what he pictures in his mind when, you know, when he's running into the Capitol. It has to be, you know? And then, of course, you know, then, of course, we have the this one guy here who decided he's going to bring home a souvenir. You have this asshat that is walking out carrying a damn microphone stand.
With a big old smile on
his
face.
With a big old smile, waving, you know? Like, what? Like, can you imagine this dude walking by like, oh, I've got to fucking take this home, and I've got to stand in front of this microphone stand and preach to my family, dude, America.
He's probably got an American flag up on his wall.
You know he does.
With that stand in front of it.
Yeah, but the only thing is, if he took that shit home, he's not going to see it for a while because his asshole's going to be fucking bigger than a fucking can of Mike's Harder lemonade. You like how I put Mike's Harder in there?
I was going to ask why you had to put the Harder in.
Yeah, well, because it's true, because I am.
Check your phone real quick.
I'm surprised he didn't try to take that picture of fucking George Washington.
Right.
You know? But,
see? There you go. Straight from The Simpsons.
You're right. He does look like the dude
from The
Simpsons. Straight from
The Simpsons.
He does look a lot like the dude from The Simpsons. That's kind of scary. Like, you got to wonder, The Simpsons, like,
they predict a lot of shit.
They did.
It's
they did.
Crazy.
Like, that whole scene where Trump coming down, announcing his presidency, coming down the escalator. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like,
they predicted COVID?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I still want to go to this guy's living room, though, and talk at that fucking microphone stand and wear the other dude's horns. You know? And of course, they're fucking idiots because you had the one guy who he took pictures of himself sitting in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Yeah, I saw that one.
You know, of course, if it was me, I would have taken a shit right on her desk. But, you know, that's me. Sorry, getting too political. Sorry. But, you know, but there was another video of a dude where one of the senators took a video of his office. And he's walking around his office showing the videos. And there's, like, cigarette butts everywhere. He's like, yeah, this guy was smoking in my office. He put, like, a cigarette out on his picture and stuff right in his office. I'm just like, what the fuck? So Trevor said that the guy in his canoe that caught him jerking off by the river, man's bear pig. The guy with the horns is next year's number one Halloween costume. You're right about that.
Yep.
That is a great Halloween costume.
I will buy it. Walk around shirtless. Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. You know, you definitely should do that. You know, just why not?
With the priest collar on and everything.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
You know, you definitely should do that. And, but it's just crazy. Like, you know, whatever way you believe in, one way or the other, you know, it's just like when you look at some of the people on both sides of every side, I should say, of everything, you always get these fucking characters. Like you had on the, I guess it's the Democratic side she was on. I don't know if she was a Democrat, but the one that's triggered, the one woman with the real short hair and the glasses that's always triggered, like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
you
know?
And then you have that little bitchy girl, Greta, the one that cares only about the climate and nothing else because she's fucking dumb, you know? But it's like you always have, no matter what party, whatever political affiliation you are, you always have these fucking idiots that just stand out, and it's like that's what you picture now. And they become the meme. You know,
oh, this guy's gonna be a meme.
Oh, you know he is. You know he's gonna become a meme. You know?
All I know is if I had his helmet there, the horn helmet, I'd be walking around going like, "Are you horny, baby?"
Absolutely, I would too. I absolutely would too. You know, so why not? Trevor says your nephew would have been the perfect addition to your priest costume. That is true. That is true. Yeah, but that's wrong on so many levels.
It's wrong, but that's true.
That is wrong on so many levels.
Me walking around with a little boy dressed up like a priest.
Hey, yep. Why not, you know? I mean, it's... You could also be Joe Biden, too. You know? Yep. I love putting the yeehaw at the end of that. So, but
we're gonna have some fun tonight. I tell you what.
How's my sister wife doing?
Don't worry about it.
Tied up out back with them hogs.
Oh, she's my cousin too, so that's all right.
I mean, you're close because you're from Vermont, so it's a little close.
Yeah,
it's sort of like it.
I mean, it's not.
Yeah, true.
Alabama.
Yep. We only say Vermont because he's from Vermont. You know, we're not going to say anything bad about Alabama or anything. Wait, what?
What?
What? What? Oh, wait, hon. We should censor that out. Bama. Yeah,
there we go. Bama.
Sam.
Sam-a-lamin.
Sam-a-lamin. Sam-a-lamin. Fuck. Hey, babe, what's Sam-a-lamin?
Dude, what?
We didn't talk. Did we talk about that last week? The what the fuck was that? Twisted Tea? Did we talk about that last week?
I don't remember if we talked about it.
I don't know if we did either.
All I know is, speaking of Twisted Tea and people overthrowing the Capitol or whatever, storming the Capitol.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a picture of this guy, took a selfie, wearing like one of those things that people usually carry like their weapons in and everything. Yeah. And he had like three Twisted Tea cans in. And he goes, I'm prepared.
That's right. Yep. I love that shit. Like, there's so many memes about that now, too.
I want Twisted Tea all of a sudden.
I know. Did you hear the one where they did it with the Dave Matthews song?
No.
I don't know what song it is of Dave. I know the song. I don't know what it's called. But because I'm not a fan of Dave Matthews. But it went with the beat. Like, it was just fucking awesome. Like, where people come up with this stuff, it's great, you know?
All of a sudden, they're going to be doing, they're going to remake... Phil Collins in the air tonight with the drum solo.
That would be awesome.
You know they're going to do that at some point.
I should do that.
Here you go.
I should do that.
There you go. Next big thing. Better give me some credit for it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Absolutely. So Mama Corey is trying to say hi. Well, say hi then, Mama Corey. You know, Daddy's right here. How's that hip doing, boo? But
why is she not typing?
I know. You know?
Hi, Mom.
So... There was this story that came out, and What?
Sorry, I just read the title of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, this story, it's a couple months ago, but somehow I just came up, I just stumbled upon it. Just came on it. I just stumbled upon it. And the title is Woman Calls Off Wedding with Ghost After He Kept Disappearing. And it, she says, it was going really well It was going really well until we went on holiday, and then he completely changed.
Went on holiday? We're on holiday with her.
I don't know. Is holiday like vacation?
I probably.
Anyway, this woman's name is Amethyst Realm.
Is she a blonde?
Yeah, she's a blonde. Oh. Yeah, it explains it. Yeah. So after Amethyst met and fell in love with Ghost Ray, they've now decided to part ways after he began acting oddly. So it says that her fiancé... What?
Oh, yeah, it was just Trevor telling me the name of that Simpsons character.
Oh, Bear Pig. All right. So it says in here that Amethyst's fiancé totally ghosted her. Right? A British woman who claims she got engaged to a ghost has now called off the wedding because he kept disappearing and started partying. She says, quote, "We called the wedding off. He just completely changed." And she said this on a TV show this morning, which is the name of the show in the UK. Realm says that she fell in love with a sexy spirit named Ray during a trip to Australia in 2018 and even consummated the relationship on the flight back home. So she fucked a ghost on the plane.
What the fuck?
Yeah. She fucked a ghost on the plane. Can you imagine?
Mile High Club, what the fuck?
That's a whole new, like, that's a whole new thing about, like, a whole new meaning to Mile High Club.
That's just fucking weird.
You know? So can you picture you're on the flight?
Yes,
and,
I can.
And you hear this woman in the bathroom, and you're like, what the fuck? And you go... You open the door, somehow you've like ripped the door open, and she's not even touching herself. She has her hands like holding on to the bars, and she's sitting there like moaning and groaning like some dude like is pile driving her, but there's no one there. And she's getting off, like, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on here?
The plane vibrates and when it moves, right?
It's, I mean,
good vibrations. Good vibrations.
Maybe there was a little turbulence and like she was sitting on the seat and it was like, oh. Yeah. So.
That's just fucked up.
Right? So the paranormal Casanova later popped a question on their nine-month anniversary. And things were going well until a recent trip to Thailand.
That's, Bangkok.
I was just thinking Bangkok. She says, quote, "I think maybe he fell in love with a bad crowd when we were on holiday. He just started becoming really inconsiderate," Realm said that in this out-of-the-world interview. "It was suddenly as if he didn't know boo about romance," she told the show.
Yeah, all of a sudden he was just going out every night, drinking with the guys and everything.
Right, right. I wonder if he got DUI at all. No. You know? She said that he would disappear for long periods of time, and when he did come back, he'd bring other spirits to the house, and they'd stay around for days. She said that she also thinks that he started doing drugs and partying a bit much. Ultimately, they both agreed not to tie the knot. Her story sparked some spirited comments on Twitter Wednesday, with one of the observers quipping, "All men are bastards, even ghost ones." So
not all of us, okay?
Yeah, not all of
Jesus.
Us. Let's get that right. Yeah. So Mama needs help. She can't find the chat thing on YouTube.
Old people.
I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's some. I don't even know. I don't ever go on that part of YouTube, so I don't know what it looks like. But
Trevor, help her out.
Yeah, come on, Trevor.
So, I would, but I'm in the middle of something.
So exactly. So, yeah, so this woman was literally banging a ghost. So the lyric, "Go for it, you're the best." Oh, thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Victor.
That. Is that Victor?
That's Victor.
That's Victor?
Yep.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Is it now?
Yep.
Oh.
But to this story.
Uh-huh. To this.
The ghost spirit.
Are you sure you want to talk about ghost spirit?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Could you imagine that episode of Ghost Hunters?
I know. I wonder if that ghost like has a sister.
Right? At least then I could get something.
Right? Imagine that.
Yeah.
It'd be like your family.
Yep.
Maybe you won't get ghosted.
I would. at the end of it.
But I just want to see. I would love to watch her getting boned by a ghost. That would make my night. You know? That would absolutely make my night. You know?
Come to your laptop near you.
Dude, I'm going to start Googling ghost porn.
You're going to be them. You're going to be on the hub.
Absolutely. Why not? You know? But, So, man. Trevor says she asked me to ask you. I don't know. I don't know what it looks like on that end. So
I don't know what it. I mean, I don't know if she's usually on her phone or not.
It's usually on the bottom, isn't it? Like a chat thing. You have to sign in to chat. I know
yeah,
that
aren't
much.
Aren't you usually on the bottom too?
So no, I'm more of a top.
Why did I just make that joke?
So, your Mama Corey said check Facebook.
Yeah, I.
Oh boy, what kind of photo? She sent me a picture of dad ass.
Not my
what? So
I quit.
So tell me about work lately. You started learning these girls, these hot girls at work, their names.
Yes, finally.
Oh, so but is you, there's always this one girl that you like to talk about.
There's a lot I like to talk about.
Yeah, there is. There is. Have you talked to any of them?
Nope.
No.
No, even if they tried to say hi to me, I'd run away the opposite direction. You know how I am.
I know, but you need to just go up and talk to them, you know?
Well, then I guess I better do shots before I go to work.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Well, I mean, why don't you, you know, befriend, like, friends of theirs and get to know them that way? Like, start to talk to their friends or family or something like that. So,
because all their friends and family are hot, too.
Yeah, true, true. True that. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
So someone said don't say their name, just so you know.
We're not saying names. We don't say names.
You did. You told me who it was and you said a name.
Huh?
So. But how you doing? So anyway, so.
Say my name.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now we're really going to get flagged, even though that doesn't sound anything remotely close.
I was
going
to say, that's terrible. We're good.
Well, it's a matter of opinion. Are we good? We're Gucci?
Whatever that means.
I don't know.
It's what the kids are saying nowadays.
I got to ask my kids what this half this stuff. Like, my son came in the other day and said something about this and that, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I had absolutely no idea. He's using these new terms for... another word for good, and it was like a longer word that meant good.
It's kind of like all of a sudden they're coming up with new definitions of like mad, lit, and fire.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yo, that friggin' sandwich. That sandwich was mad good.
Yeah. Well, they used to say that years ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. When I think back when I was in high school, they said that. So
way back when.
Fuck you. but yeah, so that was something back when I was in high school that they used to say that. So apparently it's coming back. It's like fucking bell bottoms. And no, I was not in school during bell bottoms, dick. I know what you're thinking.
I don't think. Just do.
Who?
Everybody, meet my right hand.
That's right. So you ever hear JoJo Siwa? JoJo Siwa.
Was that the girl who was the T-Rex on Masked Singer?
Yes.
Not that I watched that show or anything.
Yeah, no, not that
I'm a real
that.
Man. Sports.
She's the one with the blonde. She always wears a fucking bow.
Yeah.
So the lyric says, I love Corey's voice, like singing. Let's get it on.
That poor guy, he's heard me singing at work so many times.
Oh, that's a shame. So there's this game from JoJo Siwa. Did I do that?
I don't know. You did something with your hand.
I don't know. I have no idea. So there's this game from JoJo Siwa called, ready for it? JoJo's Juice. Yep. JoJo's Juice. And she's like 16 or something like that. So this game is called JoJo's Juice. And it's as soon as I saw the name of it, I'm like, you got to be shitting me. So there's four topics in this game. Truth or dare.
Oh, God.
Two truths and a lie. Who knows JoJo best? Hey, mama.
Oh, she figured it out.
She did. Look at Corey. Make him moist, right? And then the last one is, never has JoJo ever. Hey.
Hi.
So this game called JoJo's Juice, which is just so wrong, by the way. That title is so wrong. It's for ages 6+, right? So a friend of mine sent me some pictures of these questions.
It's 6+, but there's like truth or dare.
Mama Corey says she went in another way. So did I.
I quit.
Yeah. So it's one of these things like, so for example, the question is, have you ever stolen from a store? And then it says, make 2 laps around the table while imitating a monkey. Right? Now, mind you, picture in your head that they're asking, this is for 6+. So picture that they're asking 6-year-olds this question. Right? The next one. Have you ever walked in on someone naked or had someone walk in on you? And then it says, do your best JoJo impression. Is that how Corey was born? Oh, yeah. But can you imagine asking a 6-year-old that question? Like, what the fuck is wrong with this?
Yeah, I walked in on mom and dad doing it the other night.
Right? Didn't see much because my daddy's Corey. Wait, what? Wait, you walked in on me and Mama Corey?
No.
All right. So
I quit.
Then the next question, who in this room would you most like to date?
No one.
And then it says, while strolling around the sofa, sing the first few bars of Boomerang. I don't know what Boomerang is. Mama Corey says, so now she can't hear the podcast. Hit the volume button.
Hit the volume button. Unmute it.
Yeah.
Turn your computer up.
Of course, it doesn't do us any good if she can't hear us.
No.
So Trevor's going to have to walk her through that. But yeah, asking a 6-year-old, who in this room would you like to date? Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Remember, and this is from JoJo Siwa, her game called JoJo's Juice, right?
JoJo's Juice.
Have you ever gone outside without underwear? A bathing suit doesn't count. And then it says, pretend you're a robot and tell each player why you like them. That's a game. All right, so here's another one. Have you ever kissed a boy? Learn the art of twerking. These are questions they're asking 6-year-olds.
Apparently, do you have the number on?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I think I might have turned it down. So let's see.
Sure. Don't answer my call. This is Mama Corey. My hip is just fine. Bye.
Oh, she can hear the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to have to call her back. Yep, that's going to happen. So then it says, have you ever taken money from someone's purse or wallet without asking? Rub noses with the person on your left.
You're on my
left. Rub noses with me, bitch.
Yeah, I'll pass.
But these are games.
For a 6-year-old.
For 6-year-olds.
That shit.
You know, it is.
That shit is messed up.
It is. I would be so pissed if, like, my kids are playing this at 6 years old. You know, could you imagine that? Would you choke on a friggin' dick hair?
They're not 6 anymore. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Mama Corey speaking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Now I lost a freaking podcast. Jeez.
Yep. So.
Hi.
So how's your hip doing, Mama Corey?
Oh, just fine. Got a heating pad on it.
You got a heating pad on it? Well, that's good to hear. You know, if you want, we have x-ray vision, me. If you want to send Corey a picture of that hip.
No, that's okay.
You got her number 2. What the hell?
I got her number 2. What?
Yeah, exactly.
Also.
Jeez.
How was your trip for the holidays out here?
Yeah. Also.
Turn your volume down.
Yeah, we can hear. We can hear feedback for the podcast.
What the hell?
So how was your trip out here when you came
out? No, I don't even have you guys on anyways.
Wow, that's rude.
Right? You're not watching us?
No, no, no. When the phone rang, it all went.
No, I think we're good now.
Yeah, I'm not hearing it.
So how was your trip out here when you came out, when you saw, you know, Daddy?
It was a good trip.
So I'm really curious. What? Why are you giving me the finger?
You know why.
I'm really curious why you didn't buy Corey that blow-up doll.
Couldn't find one.
You couldn't find one? Oh, damn. We're going to have to work on that for him. Or...
She kept trying to find him, then she told him who it was for, and it was just like, nope, we ain't going there.
Or we can just get you a little more confidence so you can talk to the girls where we grocery shop. Like, you know that one.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, or that other one who you work with.
Or the other one that I work with. Or the other one that I work with.
Or the sister of the one. Wait, what?
Or the...
So
they're all related somehow.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you doing tonight? You doing any shots yet?
I'm done drinking.
What?
What do you mean you're done drinking?
I'm done.
No, you got to do a shot and send us pictures. Or do shots and send me pictures.
Yeah, okay. And do pictures.
Why are you done drinking?
Because I had a very strong drink earlier with dinner because Gary and I went out to dinner. And
oh, you meant you're just done for tonight.
Say hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, she was talking to
Trevor says he'll pitch in
on
the blow-up doll.
They're on their podcast, and they have me on the podcast.
That's right. That's right.
He says, hi, everybody.
Has he gotten to use that shovel yet?
Yeah, he has.
How'd it work out?
So have
an eye. Nice. Wait, he's making you use a shovel after you have a bad hip?
No, I used it on the first snowstorm that we got because I needed to get to my car, and he was still in bed being a lazy ass.
Ugh. Unbelievable. You know, if I was there, I would have taken care of it for you.
You wouldn't have. You would have sent Jenny.
Yeah, you're right. I totally would have sent my wife out there.
My own kids. They never shoveled.
I did, too.
Son of a bitches.
I did, too, shovel.
Yeah, if you shoveled, and Trevor actually helped mow the lawn a couple times.
I bet he did. Sorry. It's a Vermont thing.
Don't you wish that your lawn was emo so that way it would cut itself?
Right. Oh, my God.
What?
That is bad.
Trevor, we are not alcoholics.
Nope. You just
enjoyed
drinking. So I think later tonight, what time are you up till tonight, Mom?
For bed.
Excuse me.
Hair.
Shut up.
I don't know. I'm watching TV all by myself. And
oh, you got to play it.
Can you hear this?
Oh, God. All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself. My battery's low.
Wait, your battery's low? On what?
There you go, Victor. I hope you love that.
The phone or the vibrator?
On my earbuds.
Oh, okay. you know?
The fourth time tonight.
So,
did you know?
Since you're on the phone with us, do you know who the richest man in the world?
Freaking asshole president of the United States?
No, I'm not president, but it's Elon Musk.
Yep.
So he's worth, we just looked this up tonight, what, $194.8 billion.
I think it was more than that.
Wow.
That's what you said.
I thought I said 900.
No, you said 194 billion. Wait, was it?
I mean, look.
Yeah. So he, on Thursday,
oh, yeah.
He just passed Jeff Bezos as the world's richest person. So he's saying that essentially now he is selling all his possessions. Elon Musk, that is selling all his possessions because he is seriously trying to colonize Mars.
So he wants to start life on Mars.
He wants to. And, you know, that may actually be better than life on Earth right about now. You know,
I just wish we could start life on Uranus.
I bet you do. You know, but first you got to lick it first. So,
no, thank you.
Are you sure?
Disgusting.
It's only discuss-
I agree.
Listen, don't knock it till you try it.
I agree. It's Mike's butt.
But so yeah, so he's trying to colonize Mars. Can you imagine like actually heading out there? Like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Going to Mars. Wait a second. That sucks because you know what sucks about Mars? It's going to be all men there because women are from Venus. Men are from Mars. You know that?
Wait, I thought men were from Jupiter because they got more.
Well, I'd rather see Venus's Uranus get up in there. Wait, what?
What?
Huh?
Venus Williams?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. So I need you to do us a favor, Mom.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Tell us the most embarrassing story about your sons. We have two of them on here, Trevor.
I think I might have told you the one
Corey.
About me.
What is, first of all, have you ever walked on either one of them jerking off?
No, never.
That you know of. All right, so do you
that I know of?
Do you know, do you have any embarrassing stories on either one of them?
Oh, God.
That's funny. Trevor literally just typed, oh, God.
I know mine. It's chocolate.
Chocolate. Hey, the fiend joined.
Yep,
whoever the fiend
chocolate.
Is. How you doing?
Corey's is chocolate.
I told that story before.
Which one was that one? Chocolate.
Do you want me to tell it or do you want her to tell you?
Yeah, I'll have your mom tell it.
All right. There you go. But she won't know every single detail like I did.
That is true. That is true. All right. So
no. All I know is we were in Rhode Island for a funeral.
My great grandmother's funeral.
Yep.
At a campground.
And Corey comes back to our campsite, and he's got some chocolate stuff all over the back of him. So I asked him what he had gotten into. He said it was chocolate. It was chocolate, all right.
She was just like, I don't ever eat chocolate today. Little did she know, on my way down to the bathroom, the bathrooms were closed.
Oh,
so
boy.
I had to walk all the
How
way to the porta potties. On my way to the porta potties, I ended up shitting myself.
You shit yourself.
Yep. I was young. Give me a break.
I don't even remember the story. By the way, my brother-in-law is on here now, too. How you doing?
Hey.
You shit yourself?
Yep.
And it launched up your back?
No, hold on. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay, okay.
It wasn't on my back. It was on the front of my shirt.
How the fuck did
hold
you
on.
Shit up the front of yourself?
Let me tell the story.
But who the fuck shits up the front of themselves?
When you hear the story, you'll understand it.
Okay, okay, let's hear it.
So I get down to the porta potty. I'm all a mess in my underwear.
Clearly.
And
I'm a mess right now thinking of, you know, talking to your mom.
As I'm wiping, as I'm wiping, the toilet paper is ripping.
Yeah.
And what would most normally...
You fold it?
No,
or
like,
grab some new toilet paper?
And you would wipe your hand off on it, right?
Yeah.
Not me.
Oh, God. You wiped it off on your shirt?
I wiped it on my shirt.
Who the fuck wiped shit off on their shirt?
I did. When I was younger, I did.
Younger. How old was he? How old?
Oh, my God.
12?
I don't even remember what year that was.
And yes, as Trevor said, because she didn't remember me ever eating chocolate, so she shoves her nose right into my shirt.
Oh, no.
I didn't touch it. I just smelled it.
She got close to it.
Oh, you must have freaked when you smelled
who
shit.
Got it, who got an outdoor shower?
Me.
You must have freaked when you smelled shit up his shirt.
Oh, she was like, that is not
away.
Fucking chocolate.
Oh, that is.
Yes, it was, Trevor.
That is awesome. That is, that's, you know.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Oh, shit in general.
So, Trevor, you got to remind me of a moment because I'm having a hard time remembering anything that happened with you.
I'm having a hard time, too, right now.
I can't ever live down the chocolate moment. No one ever lets me.
No, no.
Plus, I just have that really good memory.
Trevor, has your mother ever walked in on you while you were stroking the sausage?
She already said no.
That she knows of.
That I know of.
You know it happened with Trevor. He says he has a lot, probably.
Oh, God. Trevor was the worst sexual.
Was he your hornball?
Yes, he was.
Did you ever walk on him like,
probably.
You know, like fucking a stuffed animal or something?
No.
Oh, Teddy Ruxpin.
I did find out later that when after we moved to Vermont, and then we went to visit in New Hampshire, his girlfriend at the time, where the two of them had sex in the bed in the same hotel room that Corey, we were all in.
Oh, yes!
That's Trevor says that you found his porn while you were cleaning his room?
Yep, plenty of it.
He did, Trevor admits.
He wasn't even 18 years old and he was buying porn online.
Online? Damn.
Yeah.
So, Trevor says that he did have a stuffed animal that he fucked. Which one was it, Trevor? Yeah, well, your family fucks stuffed animals. Hey, you know, at least it can be better than a woman, though, because it can't turn you down and run away. And in your case, Corey, you don't have to give it a roofie. Right?
God.
I remember I had my...
You want that Jell-O pudding pop?
My first porn I ever saw had to have been, it was Debbie Does Dallas. Way back when, like, that's an oldie. And then the next one I saw was Pamela and Tommy Lee. Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. Dude, that dude steered a boat with his dick. That's how big it was. He steered a fucking speedboat with it. You know that? What's wrong, Corey?
With my mother.
I mean... You know, she's seen, I'm sure she's seen a dick or two in her life, so it's not like, I'm kidding. You know, everyone has. Come on, even you. You've seen a dick or two.
I've seen the same movie.
Yep. You saw Pamela and Tommy? That is awesome. It was an interesting movie, wasn't it? I thought it was a very interesting movie. So Trevor says Deep Throat and The Devil on Miss Jones, they were his first and they were my mom's. Wait, those were yours, Donna? Deep Throat and You plead the fifth? Oh, your mama had porn. Yep. That is awesome. That is awesome. I'm sure my mother did too. I'm sure my mother made quite a few in her day. I would not be surprised. So Pamela and Tommy was why? Why you don't mind talking about this every other night?
That's different.
What was the last?
Mother's here. That's why.
What was the last movie you watched? No. What was the subject on it? Remember? Oh yes, you do.
I just don't want to talk about it.
When was it? You know, it's like my son's health teacher says.
It's relaxing.
It's relaxing. That's what my son's health teacher said, that masturbation is relaxing. So now the running joke in our house is like, if we're going to the store and one of them says, no, I'm just going to stay here. I'm like, why? You going to relax? So, yeah. You were telling me about that one you watched. Who was it?
I don't know.
Abella Danger. You like Abella.
Corey, would you like Mama Corey to hang up?
Corey likes Abella Danger. He says she does a whole lot with her butt. So, right? You like those big booty girls, you know? Trevor says masturbation is like coffee for him. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, whatever works for you.
You have a lot of junk.
She did. Yeah, she's kind of an asshole too, but yeah, she had junk in her trunk.
You're only saying that because she took me from you.
That's right. And we already discussed this with your mother. What don't you ever do, Donna?
Don't you ever leave Mike and Jen and the boys again.
That's right.
Well, I can't now.
We know where you live.
Before you didn't.
That is true, we didn't. So, I did. I almost showed up there one day.
I was expecting to walk out one night and see you standing by my car.
I probably would have showed up with a fucking baseball bat.
I was expecting that.
Yeah. You know? Trevor says, doesn't Corey like that porn star that killed herself because she wouldn't fuck a gay guy?
August Ames.
Yeah.
Who?
Wait, what?
Who?
She killed herself because she wouldn't fuck a gay guy?
She killed herself because she was supposed to do a scene with a guy who did a gay scene.
Yeah.
But she rejected it because he did the gay scene. And then all of a sudden she started getting harassed and bullied online. Mm. So she committed suicide. Not that I did research on this.
Right. That's kind of sad, though.
I bet you did.
Shut up.
What, did you do the research on that before or after you watched the videos?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, did you notice in his bathroom he has that toilet paper holder that holds a phone?
Yep.
Did you know that that is a perfect holder for when he's masturbating? That's what he uses it for.
No, the grates get in the way.
The grates get in the way.
I can't see the whole bottom.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. But you know what's funny? When we were shopping for it, too, literally, that was like topic of discussion. When we looked at it, we're like, dude, this is awesome. It'll hold your phone when you're watching porn.
In the middle of Walmart, we're like screaming it out loud.
Yep. It's like when we were grocery shopping. Hey, what do we want to have for dinner tonight? Corn.
Corn.
What? Corn. What do you watch? Porn. Wait, what? Oh, God.
And then that guy that just appeared out of the aisle. Corn.
Corn. We're like, oh, shit. Yep. Yep. That's
good times. Good times.
That's the story of our life.
It's our running joke now.
It is. Corn.
What do we want for a side dish? Corn.
Corn. You know, I'm trying to think. What was the last video I watched?
Jesus, we're still on this?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think. It was something about, I think it was MILFs.
Don't ask me. It's been a few years.
I think it was Babysitters, actually, the last one I watched. Wait, what?
Huh?
Huh? I'm pretty sure that was the last.
That's all we had, Trevor.
I'm pretty sure that's the last one that I watched was something about the stepdad with the babysitter or something like that.
Ooh, excuse me.
Damn.
Usually it's me.
Right? So Simon had corn and popcorn for dinner. That's
a great
dinner. That is a well-rounded meal right there.
I know.
Speaking of which, what are we doing for dinner tonight?
I have no idea.
I was thinking about doing some sausage and meatball bombs, like with the peppers and onions and marinara.
I think it's 9 o'clock. Isn't it kind of too late to eat?
It's never too late. We got to soak up the alcohol, you know? And nothing that Corey wants more in his mouth than a big old sausage.
Get it right. Juicy sausage.
That's right. A juicy sausage, you know? Why you being a dickhead fool? Stop being a dickhead. I think that's what we're going to have to do for dinner tonight. Something easy. Like, never mind.
I was going to say we're going to be doing you for dinner tonight.
I am not that easy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am. I am. Trevor had tacos.
Ooh, tacos.
Five nights straight. Your mom says yum tacos. Your mom's a fan of tacos. She likes to eat that
Shut
taco.
Up.
Donna, do you like do you like eating tacos?
Yeah.
Sweet. That's going to have to be my next video. Mom eats tacos. Yep.
Roast Trevor.
Tacos is another name for vagina.
Yep. Trevor says that you like fish tacos.
Whoa.
There's nothing gross about a good fish taco. I don't think so anyways. Corey?
What?
Do you like fish tacos?
Yeah.
Just yeah? Tell me about the favorite fish taco you've ever eaten. Which one was it? Was it the neighbor? Didn't you have sex with your neighbor? Wasn't there a girl that lived next door to you? Who's the girl that something about the bushes or I don't remember.
You're talking about West Lebanon, New Hampshire?
You're talking about the girl that I almost kissed, but then she had to go poop?
No. I thought, yeah, maybe.
Because that's all that ever happened.
You didn't kiss her because she had to poop?
Right. She was just like, oh, I got to go poop. And then she took off running.
Dude, if a girl tells me she has to poop, then I'm never going to see her again. In my mind, girls don't poop.
She was my neighbor, so.
In my mind, girls don't poop. No, that girls don't poop and they don't fart. That doesn't happen.
Trevor says this episode is definitely going on Pornhub tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That won't be the only thing.
Nope, that is. You know, I'm going to have to go on Pornhub later and check it out.
No, Trevor, I did not have to poop. She did.
She had to poop?
Yeah.
Was she hot? You had to think about that? So she wasn't back then.
Two girls.
What?
Now she's got two daughters.
Oh, I heard two girls, and I was like, what? I've seen some of those videos, too.
Yeah, I've been winning. Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's had a few girls. Well,
yeah.
This Mama Corey needs to say goodnight for a little while.
Trevor has 32 tabs of Pornhub open on his phone right now. That is a lot. That is a lot. Well, listen, before you go, you got to, well, before you go to bed, you got to send us a video of you doing shots. So when we get back from picking up my son from baseball, we'll have to send you a video of us doing. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
I'll be shirtless.
Oh, okay.
Pants optional. Are you sure? You can be.
Thank you.
You can be. We don't judge. Send it to our group chat.
I am leaving that group chat.
All right, Mama Corey, it's been fun.
Hey,
it's been torture.
Yep.
Yes, Corey, it has.
Hey, have a wonderful night.
You too.
I will. Think of me later.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Always so much fun getting her on there. Trevor says that he loves you too, Mom. Do you love her like I do?
Yeah.
Corey will do a belly shot off that. Fuck yeah.
No, that's disgusting.
Absolutely. Are you sure?
Wait, what, again?
Again? I was like, whoa. What? Oh, they're right. We'll have to save that for next time.
Oh, she spelled Trevor's name wrong.
Oh, yeah, she did. T-R-E-V-I-R. She's been hitting that bottle. Way to go, Mama. So, oh, now she fixed it. You're welcome. I begged her to call and told her that they enjoy it. Hell yeah. Absolutely. So, okay, so now.
Oh, also in music news, I don't know if you heard about this. I know the music news is usually your portion.
Yep. Oh, go for it.
But Shaggy, the singer Shaggy, he has come out and said that it was indeed him.
It was him?
It was him.
What the fuck? He's been denying it for years, saying it wasn't him.
I know.
That son of a bitch. He just ruined it.
It was him on the counter.
Son of a bitch. He wasn't the first. With that being said.
I've been holding that one in.
Nice. Ready for it?
Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
That's right. Follow us. Follow you. Something like that. It's one of those. Trevor says Kanye West is a fucking tranny. Although Kanye West and what's her face?
Kim Kardashian.
Getting divorced. Yep. That is happening. They are done. Done. Finished.
Finny.
Finish him.
Finn.
Bing.
Huh?
Out. Oh, yeah. So, anyways, with that being said, so I guess at any point you can listen to it on, I don't remember. I had a list somewhere. I don't know.
Thanks.
Yeah, basically everywhere. You can search us everywhere, find us and listen to us, share us with friends, share us with the family, share us with anyone you like. Just remember.
Or don't like,
exactly. Right? If you're going to get into a fight right before you punch someone's fucking lights out, like, hey. We heard about this awesome podcast. Then you punch them out and then leave a note so they remember when they come back to consciousness.
Show your brothers.
Show your mamas. Anyways, with
Every bitches always know Charlie Sheen's got a weenie that he loves to show.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. With that being said, it's been fun. Remember, we're going on. We are going to be coming on early. On Saturday nights from now on, unless we're not coming on early, then we'll come on later. So
much later.
Yep, be around 11-ish. So one or the other, we'll be here. But so
we'll be here.
We take it in the rear. So no. So the best way to know when we are coming live is hit that subscribe button and don't forget to hit that share button. Have a wonderful night. Stay safe. Make good choices.
Peace.